Happy Thursday and welcome to today's daily teaching. So I hope you've been enjoying this week's theme of preparing to keep yourself upbeat during the winter months. And today I just wanted to share a few thoughts with you around the process of staying upbeat and also just around processes in general you might be trying to create in your life or things you're trying to go towards in your life as well. So last night I did two coaching sessions and this morning I did another one. And in those three coaching sessions with different people, it was really interesting that the energy that I was getting to give those people was to be really, really gentle with themselves. So when I was trained to be a life coach, we were talking about goals, you know, holding yourself accountable, procrastination, sabotage, obviously making goals realistic and setting good time frames and lots of different other facets that bring all of that training together. And I suppose for me, I always kind of had a formula of what would have worked when I would be working with people. And through some of the coaching I've been doing, it's been through my self-love 4-month program that I do. And also the coaching I did last night and this morning for two people was just normal coaching. And we talked a lot about making changes and about progression and about the bad habits that we have or the things that we know are holding ourselves back. And what I was saying to these people, I know that's why I wanted to share it with you today, was that to be gentle in the process. So sometimes I think we have to be, when we have to hold ourselves accountable and motivate ourselves, we obviously can't just give ourselves a break all of the time or give ourselves a day off all of the time. But there's a difference between doing nothing and being gentle with yourself. Being gentle with yourself is taking an 80-20 approach to things. 80% of your week is moving towards where you want to be, and 20% is giving yourself that break, having that negative day, having that glass of wine that you might want to have, eating the bad food that you might want to do, sitting on the couch watching the telly and zoning out completely. You can't restrict or limit yourself when you're trying to make changes, because ultimately, it won't work. Some people have the mindset that they can just go cold turkey with things, cut things out and move forward. And I think if you have the type of personality, that is brilliant and really well done. And for others, and more often than not, I would say for in my line of work, about 90% of people don't have that mindset. And they like to, because there can be other emotional issues going on, like not feeling good enough, berating yourself a lot, or putting yourself under too much pressure. When you're not gentle with yourself, you know, you or these people, and even myself included, don't progress as much as they would like. So what I would say to you is that as we're looking at trying to stay upbeat during the winter months, and we looked at the start of the week at things that, you know, you might have done in the past that haven't worked, just be gentle with yourself. That's my simple message for the day, is that you'll get further if you're kinder to yourself through the process, if you don't set yourself up for failure, if you don't restrict yourself and limit yourself to things. So for example, if you have habits that don't really help much, so it might be like not getting out and exercising, having too much food, having too much wine, you might also find that you're maybe just not getting out as much as you would like to do, socializing, or maybe making those changes around the job that you want. Make the changes, but do them from a place of knowing that it's okay to not do it 100% of the time and to do it always in the proper way. So for instance, today I had a client who was saying, you know, I'm feeling quite lonely and in my place of loneliness, I like to have a couple of drinks in the evening time. So what I recognize is I don't want to do that Monday to Friday, but I would like to do that at the weekend. And I was like, brilliant, you've already decided you don't want to do it Monday to Friday. And she's like, do you actually think I should stop it altogether? Now, I obviously can't make that choice for someone. I just said, you know what, at the moment, you're after already cutting it out Monday to Friday or Monday to Thursday. So if you want to do it at the weekend, allow yourself to do that. And another question that she asked me as well was that she goes for a daily swim every morning, but she would also like to start walking. And she was finding it that kind of hard physically to be able to walk and that it was better for her to be able to swim. And one of the things we talked about is her grounding herself. So I just simply asked her to literally walk to the end of her garden and back. just so that she could feel her feet touching the ground and that she could walk forward and have that grounding and do her daily swim. And what happens is that maybe you walk the length of the garden and you're gentle with yourself, and the next day you might do two lengths of it, and then you might say, actually, I'm going to go out and walk around the block. The next minute it's a mile, and the next, you know, month it's like 5 miles. So what I'm trying to say here is that by being gentle with yourself, by allowing yourself to do a process, and that doesn't mean do nothing. It means do what you're doing. Do it nicely to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Once you're kind to yourself and you are looking after yourself and talking to yourself nicely, you will progress very, very, very far. So that is my message for today. It's a little bit off topic in terms of this week, but it's an important aspect actually of being able to move forward. And particularly when we think about the topic this week of staying upbeat, this could really, really help you to do that. So I wish you a beautiful Thursday, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.